The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Dafayin Vov. The Gemara says on top on the top of Amud Beis, Amud Rav. Basar shchuta shomen shetzoli and basar nevela kochush. Also, my time of mefatmi hadodi. If basar shchuta kosher meat is cooking in the same, is not cooking, roasting in the same oven as a basar nevela, the halacha is that the basar nevela imparts tam, taste shel iser, into the basar shchuta, and the halacha is its also. This is the opinion of Rav. The Levi Omar, afilu basar shchuta kochush, shetzoluim basar nevela shomin muter. Even if these, Levi adds to the chiddush, emphasizes the chiddush, even if the basar shchuta was kochush, was lean, shetzoluim basar nevela shomin, with his a thick aroma coming out of the basar nevela, the halacha is that the basar shchuta is muter. My taimu recha baomu v'recha lav milsi hi ovid. V'recha lav milsi. The basic concept over here is whether recha, two things that are cooked in the same oven, and of course usually it's not negeir by us to a kosher piece of meat, cooking with a treif piece of meat, it's not the normal case. The case will be, let's say, in an oven, usually together milchiks and fleishiks, together in an oven. We'll see that by milchiks and fleishiks in an oven, in our setting, there's a different problem. The problem is not a problem of reach. The problem is more a problem of zeyah. Zeyah means that there's droplets of condensation that goes up from the meat, which becomes fleishig, and that water could drop onto the milchik. That's a problem that's not discussed in our sugya. Bechlav, it's a separate sugya in Chulin, in Yeridea, whether zeyah asus or not, we won't get into that. What we will do is we'll discuss the sugya of recha just for the conceptual base shaboy, even though, like we said, usually it's not negel halach, it's not that often that there's a oyser of recha, except if you have an oven, if you have something with no water whatsoever, so there's no condensation going up from the food. If something's cooked in an open place and something that's dry, so there's no condensation that'll reach the roof of the oven, so then there's no issue of zeh. Then the issue is whether the milchiks will impart taste to the fleishiks or the fleishiks will impart taste to the milchiks. That's usually the case where recha will come up in a halacha l'maaseh of bizman hazeh context. In any case, it's a machlokes Rav and Levi. The Rif in Chulin and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Kufches hold like Levi b'di'evit. What does that mean? That means that the Rif tells us that the halacha is like Levi, that recha lav milsa. He says, however, that Levi's maskin b'di'evit, one shouldn't cook it that way. Just if you did, it'll be mutter l'maisa. What's interesting, just as a note, is that when we talk about recha milsa, recha lav milsa, it sounds like the machloikis between Rav and Levi is whether reach is milsa, something of significance. Look at the Gemara of Rav and Brochus Dafim Gimlam and Beis. One of the Achronim point out this tushtal, that the Gemara says over there that reach is something you make a broch on. Which broch do you make? You make a birchus ha-reach. And Rav in the Gemara and Brochus Dafim Gimlam and Beis learns it out of a pasuk of Koyel HaNeshama Tahalul Ko, the last pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Koyel HaNeshama, all that which is shaykh to the Neshama Tahalul Ko will praise Hashem. The Gemara, B'Shem Rav, understands to mean a bracha miyuchid on that hano which is shaykh to the neshama. Ezehu dovah sheshaykh to the neshama, and it's not a dovah shebeguf, zok the Gemara, reach. We see that Rav himself, who says that recha milsa, would seem that reach that's imparted from bas nevela to bas shkuta is called particles of the meat. But it's reach. It's only the aroma of meat, but the aroma of meat is something. It's a physical something. And Rav in the Gemara that we just mentioned in Brochus is telling us that reach lav milsi. Telling us that reach is something that the neshama is nena, not the guf. We know in a scientific sense that smell is always about little particles that are emitted from something. The same way light is always rays of light that are bounced off an object. And what we see, the color that we see, is a reflection of the light, depending on the unique characteristics of that item, of that object, and how it bends the rays of light that hit it. Reach is also what type of the nature of the particles which go into the ear from any living particle. Any particle in the world emits little particles into the ear. Any object, any physical mitzvah, emits particles into the ear. Is that called lav milsi? Is that called milsi? That would seem to be the machlokes Rav and Levi. Rav is saying, what one has to explain is that even though physical properties smell, but it's not something that's murgash b'chush. In halacha, very often, even if we know that something is a physical reality, we don't treat it as a halachic reality if it's not something that's nikur le'inayim. There are several examples of this. The moshel, holes in an esrog, little tiny holes in an esrog that one cannot see with the naked eye. According to many poskim, it's not a hole that'll pass through the esrog. Why? Because since it can't be seen by the naked eye, it's not something that has a din of a nekev. Does not make the esrog a choser. The same way dam on a... If dam is something that's not nikel le'inayim, what are you talking about? It does not aser, even if it theoretically is dam, but if it's not nir le'inayim, then it will not aser to make a woman a nidah. So on and so forth. There are other examples of this idea. So Rav says Recha Milsa, Levi says Recha Lav Milsa. Like we say in the Machlekes, it seems to be in Mitzius. The Rif comes along, the Rif turns over this whole Inyan. The Rif has several problems, three, four problems, based on Levi's opinion of Recha Lav Milsa, because it seems to be in several places in the Gemara where there's a Musik of Recha Milsa. And the Rif explains that the machlokes Rav and Levi is the same. It's not a machlokes per se that's unique to Rech. What's the machlokes? The machlokes Rav and Levi is the same. Rav said l'shitasi that min b'minoi does not become bottom. What does this mean? There's a machlokes in several places in Chas, notably in Chulm, and a few places in Zvokim. If two things that are similar in taste or in context, over there the Gemara is talking about dam. The point is not the taste. The point is whether dam that's kosher l'zrikas adam on a mizbeach is mixed together with dam that's not roi to spritz on the mizbeach. Whether we say dam mevatel dam, or do we say ein dam mevatel dam because min b'mino loy bottle. What's the concept? The concept is that bittel means a nullification of A because there's much more of B. What happens if A and B are the same thing? Does one nullify the other, or they're the same thing? So Rav holds min b'mino loy batli, opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass in that way because Rav held that min b'mino is not batli. That's why Rav held by us that Recha Milsa. Why? Because Ein Hachanami, the way the Rif explains, the particles of meat that are imparted into the particles of Basar Nevelah that are imparted into the Basar Shechuta are insignificant. Bad and they would become bottle, because if you taste the Basar Shechuta, you would not be able to taste the Basar Nevelah. Even if it was min b'm shaloi b'mino, you would not be able to taste it. But, says Rav, since I hold that min b'mino is loy batli, that means, as the Rishonim Rashi is mazmer barichus navod zoro, when he's paskening, when he's being mitzadet la'alok, the paskening min b'minoi, if somebody takes a drop of yayin esek and pours it into a huge barrel of wine, then with the rice, it's also because it doesn't have bittel. And the same would be true, basar nevelah and basar shechuta. If a piece of basar nevelah fell into basar shechuta, if it fell into a pot of macaroni, it would become bottle. But if it fell into a pot of meat, the basar nevelah would not become bottle. What happened to bittel b'shishim? What happened to bittel b'roif? Min b'minoi loy batli. If that's true, says the Rif, then Rav legitimately holds that the particles of taste that are imparted from the Basar Nevelah are not bottled in the Basar Shechuta. There is some type of mamoshes, meaning say the Rif is being mechadish for us. It's not pshat Rav lav milsahi. Rav holds Recha lav milsahi the way we explained before, and we asked from the Gemara in Brochus that Rav seems to say that Reach is something that's not a Metzius, and here Rav holds Recha Milsi. And Levi argues and Levi holds that Recha is not a Metzius, although it is an aroma, it does not have a halachic substance, it's not a Metzius, It's not an entity lahalocha ta'asrael. But the machlokes between Rav and Levi is solely, there is something. It is imparted into the basar shchuta. It's bottled because it's not significant. It's not choshuv. It's like less than a shushim. And Rav holds that mivimini loy batri. That's all machlokes. It's not a new machlokes about the gedorim of Ran, of Rechel. The only problem is that the Ran has several very strong kashas against the Rif. One of them is a kasha that we're going to grapple with in Yitz Hashem this year, and maybe the next year, where the Ran asks a question that the halacha is, that even I forget, we have had one piece of the Rif. The Rif adds that if min bimini loy batli, the Rif says that's why we have a machlokes in Rav and Levi. Zok the Rif, that if we would have not Basar Shechuta Nitzla together with Basar Nevela, where there's only a Reach imparted, but we would have Pas, which was Nefe in one oven with Basar Shenasa in one oven, meaning to say, the question is, does the bread become fleshig? By the way, there's a sugya that bread that becomes fleshig is also Chazal Asir making fleshig bread, unless it's a Dovin Nikr, that this type of bread is always fleshig. So why? Because they were afraid you would eat it together with milk. They asked, and b'dievet, it's also to keep around bread that became fleshig. Where does it come up? It doesn't too often come up. We don't bake bread that's fleshig. And if we do, it's baked as a meatloaf or something. It's baked as part of a recipe where it's nicker that it's a davach, sorry. Where it is negay is pieces of challah that are left on the table after a fleshig asuda. Where lahalocha, the Gemara says in Chum, those pieces of bread, since they were touched, my hands are fleshig, I have a dinner fleshig. But if the pieces of challah are not nicker that they're fleshig, they're not nicker that they will buy a fleshig, so the lechayim should be also. One would have to wrap up those pieces of bread and throw them out, not save them for eating as leftovers during the week. Very often we save the leftover challah, we make with it French toast or something. That itself is the reason why one can't leave over fleshig challah. The question is only, it's an interesting question, but we're not going to get into it, if we say that if we know that the only time we have cut pieces of challah is only by a fleshig suda, because let's say we only use challah on Shabbos only by a fleshig suda, never by a milchig suda. If that's the reality, then maybe it's mutter, because that's cool, that's nicker, that it was made together with fleshig. So in any case, that was a diversion. Let's get back to our topic. That's in the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. The Ran points out that the Rif, I'm sorry, points out that if Pas was Nefe and Basar Shenasa Basari, that it would be Asur. Why would it be Asur? Since it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lematir, what does Dovah Sheyesh Lematir means is a concept in different areas of an halacha. Whenever there's bittul on something which will be mutter anyways, lachazman. Classic example, the sugya in the beginning of Beitza, we have something that's mukta. Let's say a Beitza that was born on Shabbos, it wasn't Mukhan Lefnei. Beitza Shonol de Biyomtiv, it has Halacha Mukta. It was mixed together with other eggs. Lachay, there should be Bittul, Bittul Beroy, Bittul Beshishin, etc. No, there's no Bittul. Why? Since it's something that will be Mutter anyways, so we don't go with the nullification process called Bittul to be Maturit. The Rishonim explained over there that since you're anyways going to be able to eat it tomorrow, the Beitza that's Mukta. Why eat it today? Are you a bittel? You can eat it tomorrow without the bittel. The halacha of shesh lamatirin is also zot the riv that if the whole process of reicha lamnils is because it's bottled, not because there's no mamoshes, there's no particles of bosa that go into the bread, but because it becomes bottled, but the bread is a davar shesh lamatirin. Because you'll be able to eat the bread. Again, we're talking about bread that's nicker, that it was made with flesh, because otherwise it would be awesome. Maybe that would be, maybe there's something muchach about the sinyan from the rib. But if the particles of basar go into the bread, what's the problem? It's awesome. Just eat it with milk. Just eat it with flesh. Don't eat the bread with milk. It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, because you have a way of eating it. Beheter, ad sheyach alena be'isur, yoichlo beheter. Im kein, this challah, Hein l'Rav v'hein l'Levi, the bread that's baked together with basar in the same oven with is an imparting of reich will be also. Frek the Ran, that can't be true. Because the Gemara says in the Dorm Dachnun Beis, that there is bittul on Davashesh Matin. The only time we say Davashesh Matin is also even when this bittul b'shishim is only a min b'minoi. Two things that are the same. We're going to explain what the understanding of this is in Mishnah Gem. But let's for now suffice with the halacha itself. Min b'minoi loy batli. I'm sorry, davar she'yesh lo matirin is not batal only by min b'minoi. There's a chumra min b'minoi according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav. But the halacha of davar she'yesh lo matirin is only by min b'minoi. By min sheloy b'minoi, since there's a nullification of one taste to another, the halacha is that even by davar she'yesh lo matirin it's mutim. Can't frek the Ram that basa that was baked together, that was nitzla together in the same oven as bread, the bread will not answer the. I'm sorry, the basa will not answer the bread because min shein b'minoi. Bread and basa is not min b'minoi. It's min b'shein b'minoi. Even by davar she'yesh lo matirin it will be awesome. It'll be, I'm sorry, it'll be mutter. Ad kan kushas haran. We're going to propose a simple mahalach, and Amir Tzashem in the next year we'll speak about a more profound mahalach, to be miyasha deriv. The simple mahalach is based on a concept that we find in other places, where even though we know that bittul is something that's bottle b'tam, the halacha bittul b'shishim is a halacha that's something that does not impart taste, in a particle of food, the ikach shivus of something is taste. If A, Metzius A fell into a pot of B, if Lamarshal Chola fell into Basar, for the most straightforward case, and there's less than an echad b'shishim of Chola, so the pshat is since the chshivus of the food is measured in terms of taste, does it taste like it, does it not? That's the way we describe whether a food is here in a pot or not. Can we taste it? Can we not taste it? If we can't taste it, it's called to be halakhically non-existent. It's bottle b'shishim. That's true when we're talking about something which is osur, as far as taste, as far as the mitzvahs, chshivas of food is concerned. What happens when we're talking about reich? It's possible that the mitzvahs that the Rif was alluding to, reich, loy batli, was not a mitzvahs of the taste. It was talking about that reich imparts a certain quality to the food that it goes into. What's that quality? Not that there's little particles wafting through the air and it gives it taste. Ma'idi talking, as far as taste is concerned, there is no taste of whatever has a reich wafting through it. It does not impart taste to the something that's baked with it. Norvos. Since the reich is nicker, since you could smell it, that itself gives a chshivus of iser, if there's nevela, that gives off a reich to basar shchuta, that gives some type of chshivus to the basar shchuta of nevela, since it has a reich of nevela. If bread is baked in an oven together with basar, then the fact that it smells like meat, it doesn't mean that it tastes like meat. The fact that it smells like meat is also a chshivus. But that chashivus doesn't have a share of bitl echad b'shishim. This that we find that every time, even davar she'yesh lo matirin is bitl b'shishim, is because when something has no significance whatsoever, because the whole significance that can only have is the taste that it imparts, then I understand that if it's bitl, if it's bottle, as far as taste is concerned, because it was two different meanings. Two different meanings means, by the way, that there's a contradiction between, in this mixture, what the thing should taste like. You have some macaroni, falls into a pot of meatballs. If the pot doesn't taste like macaroni, that means that the meatballs got rid of the macaroni. All you taste over here is the meatball, you don't taste the macaroni. Masha'enken, if we would say that it smells like macaroni, the fact that you don't taste is of no relevance. So this that min b'minoi, I'm sorry, this that min she'enei b'minoi is bottle, even by davar she'yesh lo matirin, is because there's a distinct nullification process that goes on, that by the Dover Haroiv, the Dover Hashishim, being mevatel the tam, it's not here anymore. So even by Dover Shesh Madirin, that Dover Shesh Madirin is only if it exists. It exists with a halachic principle of bittul. There the halach is atchiyach elena be'iser, yoichle behetu, eat it tomorrow. Eat it with milchix, eat it with fleishix, whatever the case may be. But if we look at it as null and void, because b'metziyut, you don't taste the food, so that's only insofar that something we're measuring in terms of taste. But when we're measuring the impact of a particle of nevela, a particle of meat on a loaf of bread, and we're measuring in terms of the reach, that reach doesn't become bottle like a b'shishim. No, boss, you're going to say, lamaisa, it doesn't have significance, you don't taste it. See? From that we have a din of davar she'yesh lo matirin. It would be only if it would be min b'she'enem minoy, that it's null and void b'metzius, that there we wouldn't ask her even by davar she'yesh lo matir. But where it's not null and void because the chshivus is a chshivus under re'ah, it's not totally null and void. On that we say the davar she'yesh lo matir will be also, and that's what the rif means. The rif means to say that by min b'minoy, there'll always be a chumra of davar she'yesh lo matir. That's why Rav holds that min b'mini is always not bottle. We hold that min b'mini is bottle, but Levi will be moided to Rav by davar she'yesh lo matir, and where the chshivus of the particle that's being imparted is the rev. A similar concept to something, food being imparted into a different type of food, two foods being mixed together, but the chshivus of the thing is not in the taste, Shaboy. And that's why we don't measure that way. It is an interesting example in Beit Zedav Lamed Ches. Over there, the discussion is two people had raw products that were going to be baked together as baked goods. The halacha is, as far as Tchumei Shabbos is concerned, Shabbos not again, good Shabbos, you can't carry out of an Eruv. But on Yom Tov, let's say, there are two people that live separated by an area where there is no Eruv. So there's no problem with carrying mitzat hoitzo on Yom Tov. There's only a problem of Tchumin. The halacha is that Tchumin of a person's possessions have his Tchum. So Memel, the Mishnah says that if one woman lived in one place and there was another woman living on the other side of town, the tchum of the cake that's baked by the mutual ingredients, one woman had flour, one woman had melach, had salt. The loaf of bread that's concocted from the flour and the salt can't go to a place where one woman is now mutter, is not allowed to go to the tchumim, because her possessions are mugbal, are defined, are limited by her tchum, 2,000 amas. And the other woman, the loaf of bread also can't go, but the other woman can't go inside the tchum. Why? Because the melach comes from her. So the Gemara of this concept asks, why isn't the melach bottle to the isum? And the Achranim ask a kasha, that the reason why melach is not bottle, melach can never be bottle. Melach, salt always imparts taste, even if it's not a ratio of 1 to 60. It always gives a different flavor to the flour that it's baked with. In any case, how does the Gemara say that it should become bottle? The Teretz is like we're saying, the point over there is not the sort of taste. The point over there of what we're trying to figure out, who the loaf of bread belongs to, who has the limiting tchum of the loaf of bread, has to do with an identity of the loaf of bread, not with the taste of the loaf of bread. As far as that's concerned, the ratio between lechem, between kemach and melach becoming bottle zelazeh, is different than the regular ratio of taste. So even though the melach does impart taste, it'll still be bottle because it doesn't have a significance in a loaf of bread. You can't feel it, you can't see it. The same concept, by the way, is true. There's a Mishnah in Mikvois, and it's in the Gemara of Makkos, the beginning of Makkos, where according to some shittas, if something fell into a mikvah and changed the color of the mikvah, the marshal wine fell in and made the mikvah red. So there's a question that maybe it could become bottle based on chazusa. What does it look like? Hakol ha'lechacha amara. Since when do we find that food, that when we put something into a pot of food, it has to do with what it looks like? Why is the bittul process by main mikvah totally in chazusa, in mara? Why by tchumen is it totally in the chshivas of the thing, not in the taste? The teretz is because we're not dealing with taste. When we're dealing with food, is it also, is it not? In terms of machol sasuras, there we're dealing with the taste of something. Machol sasuras, maichol has to do with the taste. When we deal with tchum, we're dealing with the identity, b'metzius, whether it's there. We're not dealing with the taste of the loaf of bread. We're dealing with whether the loaf of bread contains salt or not. So if the salt is at a very small ratio to the flour, then it will become bottle. The same is true in a mikveh. We're not dealing with the taste of the water in the mikveh. We're dealing with the metzius of whether it's considered water, whether it's considered wine. In that case, its appearance is the kaveya of whether it's bittul or not. This is mamish the opposite of what we're saying, that in our context, by reach, since the chshivus of reach goes beyond whether it has a taste or not, so even if in terms of taste, there would be bittul b'shishim, but in terms of reach lo hayo bottle, and that's why the Rif was able to say that by davar she'yesh lo matirin, it would be osur, despite the fact that it's min b'shenim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.